The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Oh, yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It is a Finish Strong Friday, a Picks Friday, a Winners Friday edition of the mighty RTFP presented by DraftKings and Mike Singletary.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
Man, I love all of you guys, but especially those of you that go the extra mile. Spread the word winner this week, Jan Bond. Jan, I saw that quote tweet. That was awesome. Not only did Jan have a quote tweet, also emailed me to make sure I saw the quote tweet so that he or she, I don't know, Jan can be either way, he or she was able to win the Spread the Word winner of this contest. I like that. I like that. Hey, I'm here to win, Ross, and I want to make sure you saw my tweet. I love it. At Ross Tucker NFL. Although Jan actually quote tweeted at Ross Tucker Pod. Jan, for anybody is ever a winner, you got to email me, ross@rostucker.com. I need your address, and I need to know whether you'd rather have a signed picture of me, a signed football card, or one of these awesome press passes that nobody else you know has or will ever have, a truly unique keepsake item, which is awesome. And you can even make a request for which one, if you've heard me say in recent weeks which ones I have. That's fine. Sponsor confirmation email winner, how about Jim Maugery? Jim Maugery took advantage of the Simply Safe offer, which I love because, as you guys have heard me say on the show, I've had two incidents. One when I was in 7th or 8th grade. I can't remember which. And then the other one more recently. Very, very thankful for the security system. Very thankful. Well, I actually didn't have it in 7th or 8th grade. So we got one after that. And I think I've had one pretty much my whole life now since then. Maybe not all the apartments in the NFL, but certainly any property that I own. And now you got to have the camera too. So congrats, Jim Maugery. That is awesome. Let me know what you want. And then the YouTube shout out, Anthony Daigle, D-A-G-L-E. I saw he commented multiple times, had never seen his name before as a commenter. And by the way, I see the other commenters. I love Joel Swisher. I love Awesome. Like, I see the guys that comment all the time. You guys are awesome. You've already won, though. Doesn't mean you can't win again. Because of your loyalty, you might win again. But if I see somebody, a newbie like Anthony Daigle, I'm going to give them a little love, and they will get a chance to win. Congratulations to all of you. The new contest, the new week starts now. You guys know how to do it. It's Big Show time.
The Big Show.
So no Thursday night game last night, Ross. So I guess we'll just go with your overall big picture thoughts on week 18, the final weekend of the NFL regular season.
Right. It's always a sort of a strange week. Now, first of all, this is the first time we've ever had a week 18. I guess back in the day, maybe 93, they might have had two byes. But this is the first time that we've had a week 18 where the guys are playing a 17th game. I will say this. It doesn't appear that there's significantly more injuries as a result. You know, that was a big thing about, oh my gosh, these guys can't possibly play 18 games. There's no way. It doesn't, you know, I mean, there have been injuries this year, don't get me wrong, but it doesn't seem to have made that much of an impact. I guess they haven't actually done it yet, though. But I think the concern was we would get to this game and get to the playoffs and nobody would have their quarterbacks or whatever. And that's pretty clearly not the case. Like, that's not what's happened here. So week 18, always interesting. You've got the teams with quote unquote no motivation, and you've got the teams with everything to play for. Usually the everything to play for teams come out and take care of business, and the teams with quote unquote nothing to play for don't. But not always. Sometimes the teams that have a lot at stake come out tight or maybe flat or whatever because the moment's a little big for them. And sometimes the teams that have quote unquote, I say that because there's always something to play for, but you know, there's this thought of process, nothing to play for. They come out and play loose and free, just go out and play football and play well. You know, I've said this before, I'll say it again. I personally was on teams, you know, started the last game of the year, my second and third years in the NFL, when we had nothing, quote unquote, nothing to play for. My fourth year, I started the last game. We were trying to make the playoffs. That's the story I've told a number of times. Against, by the way, a Steelers team that already clinched home field advantage. They didn't have anything to play for, and they still beat us. So keep that in mind. And then when you look at 2002, 2003, I was preparing as hard as ever. I was playing as hard as ever. I wanted to finish my season strong for me personally. I was a professional football player getting paid to play football. And anytime you take the field, they are watching. You're being evaluated. If anything, I increased my preparation and effort for that game as opposed to the opposite. So just something I think everybody should keep in mind. I think that there's good arguments to be made for playing your guys in these situations, as well as good arguments to be made for resting them. Ultimately, where I fall, and I don't know if I said this earlier in the week or not, but if you said to me before any game, Ross, you can have a little bit longer arms, which would have been really nice, be a little bit faster, a little bit stronger, a little bit quicker, a little bit better technique, that would be really nice too. I would have said, I just want to feel a little bit better. Just let me feel a little healthier for the game. Well, that's what you can do. I mean, these teams that have clinched, they can allow their guys to feel a little bit healthier for that playoff game. And I think that that ultimately is probably where I side, but I'm not like militant about it. What I am militant about is making sure I can see very well in the winter through my car windshield. So whether that is making sure my lights are good to go, I don't deal with dull headlights. Nope, not cool. Not at night, not with the fog. AutoZone has replacement lights to help you brighten up the road if you're driving late at night. And as a reminder, always replace your headlights in pairs, always. Then nothing gets me more frustrated when either I run out of windshield wiper fluid or the wipers are like squeaking or streaking. Brutal. You don't want to have to handle that when you're in a storm. Now's the time. Even though it's been a mild winter so far, rougher winter weather is ahead. Ready to see more and drive safer? Visit your nearest AutoZone or head to AutoZone.com to start your job today. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Want to know which team is going to win every single game on Sunday? Then listen up.
Yes, Sunday, but also Saturday, and we'll start with the Chiefs at the Broncos.
Right. I like the Chiefs in that game. Certainly, they want to bounce back from their performance against the Bengals. They want to have a better feeling going into the postseason. And they obviously still have a chance at home field advantage. You know, I don't think the Titans will lose to the Houston Texans, but it's possible. I do think it's interesting to see how Andy Reid plays this. And I do think in some of these games, which is why if you listen to the Even Money podcast, I took a lot of the underdogs. I do think, you know, if Andy Reid gets the lead and is feeling pretty good up 17, I think that he might take some guys out that he otherwise might not, because he's got the win locked up and he knows the Broncos aren't going to come from behind. So I think this is like a 27-17 game. The Chiefs win. I've got faith in Vic Fangio and that Broncos defense. 27-17 Kansas City.
Cowboys at the Eagles, the other game on Saturday.
Right. And I think there's a, by the way, I'll be doing the FCS championship game on Saturday at noon Eastern. I absolutely love that game. Haven't done it since, I think, maybe Carson Wentz's senior year. I've only called it twice. Carson Wentz's junior and senior years. So if you're driving around noon on Saturday, try to find me somewhere. I'll be doing that game for Westwood One. Certainly check out my social media at Ross Tucker NFL for food, beer, everything that I have that weekend, this weekend. Because after that, I'll do Eagles pregame from my hotel room in Frisco, Texas. Then I'll go to the airport and I'll fly to Vegas, baby, Vegas, and get ready for Raiders Chargers. Nice little weekend plan. I won't have time to go to Home Depot. I won't have time. I will tell you, though, I like the Cowboys to win this game. Cowboys, again, another team that wants to get last week's taste out of their mouth. They still have the ability to get a better seed, although I think it's probably unlikely they have that chance. And I think the Eagles, there's a decent chance the Eagles rest a bunch of guys. I don't know if the Eagles even bring a lot of these guys off of the COVID list. So something to very much keep an eye on, you know, before the game, the inactives and stuff. But I think the Cowboys win, although Gardner Minshew is a good backup quarterback. I think it'll end up being a pretty good game. I think it's like 23-17 Cowboys.
On to Sunday, the Packers at the Lions.
So the Packers say they're playing their guys. The point spread doesn't really reflect that. I think maybe they'll let these guys come in and pad their stats a little bit and then get the lead because they want to win the game and then get them out of there. So I think we'll see some of these guys play in the first half. I don't know that they'll be playing the entire game. But for the Lions, I don't think Jared Goff's going to play. And I don't have faith in Tim Boyle to get the win here. So I'll go. I think the Packers still win the game. I think it's like 24-20 Packers win in Detroit.
Indianapolis at Jacksonville.
Well, feel very strongly about the Colts in this one. This would be an all-time upset. This would be an all-time meltdown by the Colts if they somehow lost this game. I don't envision that happening. I can't imagine that happening. I think that the Colts win the game, take care of business. Jags don't look like they want to be there. Jags don't look like they want to play to me the last couple weeks. So I actually think most survivor pools have been determined by now, but maybe you're in something that you do the whole season no matter what. I think the Colts are a really good survivor pick. I think they're getting their guys back. I think they're going to pound the Jaguars, literally and physically. Let's go 27-10 Colts. Lock them up.
Your survivor slash knockout slash whatever you call it, pick of the week.
The Washington football team at the New York Giants.
I like the football team. I think the Giants are a disaster. I don't know what Joe Judge has been talking about the last couple weeks, but it's not real smart. I don't really get it. I think I tweeted this last night. It feels to me, Bri, like he's almost talked himself out of a job. Like, I think if he had just kept his mouth quiet quiet and hadn't said ridiculous things that were clearly not true, I think Joe Judge would have had a better chance to keep his job than he does now. I mean, it's wild, absolutely wild what's going on there. Maybe Jake Fromm can provide a little spark, but whew, he did not look good in the game I saw when they played against the Eagles. Fromm struggled. I'm taking the football team on the road. I think they win. Giants defense usually comes to play. So I'll say 23-10. I like the football team quite a bit in this game. I think the Giants are cooked.
Chicago Bears, Minnesota Vikings, both teams who are already cooked.
The Minnesota Vikings, this is the game of the teams whose coaches appear destined to be fired. I know both of these guys. Matt Nagy's from my neck of the woods in Pennsylvania, and I talked to him a couple times when he was coaching the Eagles. Mike Zimmer was the defensive coordinator for the Cowboys when I played in Dallas. Both really good dudes. Honest, salty earth, and I think they're good football coaches. It's hard in the NFL. It's really, really hard. I mean, you know, Matt Nagy's got Ryan Pace getting rid of guys like Charles Leno to start a rookie right tackle with a bad back at left tackle, doesn't play all year. I mean, a lot of things happen there, not real conducive to success. And for Zimmer, I mean, biggest game of the year, and your quarterback can't play because he tests. I mean, it's just whatever. I think the Vikings win. I'll take Cousins over Fields in this one. I don't know if anybody cares. 23-17 Vikings.
Tennessee Titans, Houston Texans.
Very interesting game. I think the Titans are just too well coached to lose. I've got respect for the way the Texans have gone about their business over the last month or so, but they just lost 23-7 to the Niners and Trey Lance. I don't expect them to beat the Titans with a week off home field advantage on the docket. Just don't expect it to happen. Let's go Titans. Titans 24, Texans 13, something like that maybe. 23-14. 23-14 Titans.
Pittsburgh Steelers at the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, I kind of think the Steelers are going to win the game. I don't like that Joe Hayden just went on the COVID list. That certainly hurts. But the Ravens are just so beat up. And, you know, Roethlisberger wants to win his last game. They want a winning record. You know, TJ Watt's going for the sack record. I don't know. I think it's a good game. But I kind of feel like the Steelers win this one. Let's go 20-17, Steelers. The Ravens just have not gotten it done in a while. 20-17 Steelers, let the doggies out, Bri.
Ross's underdog of the week. Who let the dogs out?
Cincinnati at Cleveland.
Well, I'm going with the Browns. I mean, this line totally flipped once it became clear that the Bengals weren't playing anybody. Thankfully, on the Even Money podcast, was able to get the Browns way ahead of time before any of this news came out. So I think I'd be shocked if the Browns lose the game, to be honest with you. Let's go Cleveland 24, Cincinnati 10. I think the Browns win by double digits. I mean, the Bengals, I think, are going to sit out a lot of guys in this game. And I think the Browns want to finish strong. What is the Browns record? Are they 7-9. So 8-9 doesn't make that much of a difference. But look, Case Keenum's got something to prove. Those guys want to finish strong. Browns, 24-10.
San Francisco 49ers at the Los Angeles Rams.
So I think it's the game of the day, even though I'll be the one everybody's listening to Sunday night for Raiders-Chargers. I think the game of the day is Niners-Rams. I mean, the Niners, let's be honest. I don't think the Saints – well, look, the Saints might lose to the Falcons. That's fair. But the Niners feel like they need to win the game. And the Rams need to win the game because they have a chance to be the number two seed, to win the division. I mean, this is an intense, awesome football game. I can't go – I think it's going to be Trey Lance. I can't pick Trey Lance and the Niners over Matthew Stafford and the Rams. I can't do it. So I'll go Rams, but I think it's, boy, a rock'em, sock'em, awesome football game. I ultimately think it's like 24-20. The Rams end up winning the game, but I think the Niners give them a heck of a battle with Trey Lance.
Next game, it's Carolina at Tampa Bay.
Right. You know, the Bucs are still playing for some seeding. You know, they still have a good chance to get the number two seed, I suppose. I guess they'll know more after the Cowboys play on Saturday night as well. But I expect the Bucs to win. I mean, the Panthers are just not a very good team at all. So we'll see if and when the Bucs start to pull guys. But I think they want to win for a bunch of different reasons. I'll go Bucs. Panthers' defense is actually pretty good. So, but the problem is their offense is really not. 23-13 Bucs.
Seahawks and Cardinals.
I like the Cardinals. You know, they played much better last week. For whatever reason, they're better on the road than they are at home. So maybe that doesn't bode well for them. I do think this is an interesting game, though, because the Seahawks played much, much better last week than they had been. Much better. So I'll take the Cardinals, but a close, kind of awesome game. I'm going to say 24-23 Cardinals win a close one late between Russell Wilson and Russell Wilson Jr. I'll also tell you that I think I'm about to sneeze any second, which I caught.
Bless you.
Always good. Thank you, Bri. And I was going to transition into a PicksWise read anyway. So that was smooth. PicksWise is the number one free app for football picks, odds, and analysis. Find expert picks for every game all season long. Loaded with best bets, props, and parlays, you can find in-depth game predictions giving you the who, how, and why behind every prediction, all for free. You found your pick? Search our latest DraftKings promotions to sign up for an account and place your bet. Download the free PicksWise app now to make your next bet better. PicksWise backs responsible gambling. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And that's nothing to sneeze at.
New England Patriots at the Miami Dolphins.
Nothing for that, Bri? Thought that was pretty clever. Pretty good recovery.
Very nice, yes.
PicksWise picks are nothing to sneeze at.
Oh, because you sneezed. I got it. Okay.
All right. What game?
Patriots, Dolphins.
Ooh, this is a good one. I kind of think the Dolphins are going to win the game. I know the Patriots still have a chance at winning the division, blah, blah, blah. I don't know, man. I kind of think the Dolphins, I think Tua bounces back. I think they finish the season strong for Flores. Get him a winning record. Look, the Jets aren't going to beat the Patriots. I mean, the Jets aren't going to beat the Bills. Belichick knows that. Makes you wonder if he pulls some guys at some point. I don't know. I doubt it. At any rate, I think either way the Dolphins win the game. They're pretty heavy underdogs. I'm a little bit surprised by that. I'm going to say the Dolphins win 20-17. We can let the doggies out again.
Ross's underdog of the week. Who let the dogs out?
New Orleans Saints at the Atlanta Falcons.
So I like the Saints to come marching in to Atlanta and win the game. Obviously, they got a great chance to make the playoffs. Like, now the Falcons will bring it every week, but I don't think Kyle Pitts will play, which really hurts them. So give me the Saints in a lower scoring close game, the kind that they've won when they have won, 20-16, New Orleans.
New York Jets, Buffalo Bills.
So I like the Bills for sure. They want that home playoff game. They want to win the division. All those things. Although the Jets have been playing better. I think the Jets have a chance to keep this one closer than people might think. I think the Jets come out, play like they have as of late. They almost beat the Bucks. Why can't they keep it close against the Bills? I think they will. Let's go Bills 23, Jets 16. Good one-score game that the Bills have to fight to win late.
All right, and finally, it is Sunday Night Football, the win in your in-game, Chargers-Raiders.
Sunday night is football night, and I will be there. What do they call it, the big Zumba, big Roomba? What do they call that stadium?
Yeah, the big Roomba.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, I like the Raiders, man. They have won multiple overtime games this year, maybe three. I got to check the notes again. They've won a lot of I have more faith in a close game in Derek Carr and this group of Raiders than I do in Justin Herbert and the Chargers. I like the way the Raiders have been playing as of late. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Herbert comes out, lights him up, but I don't know. I'm going with the silver and black attack at home to win the game, make the playoffs. What a story that would be for Bisaccia, for Derek Carr. With everything they've had to overcome this year, that would be super impressive. And I'd be really happy for those guys. I'm going Raiders 24, Chargers 23. One last time for the 2021 regular season, Bri. Let the doggies out.
Ross's underdog of the week. Who let the dogs
out? Absolutely love all of our listeners that help out in any way. There's other things you can do, by the way. You can just go to rostucker.com. You can sign up to be a patron at patreon.com/rtmedia. You can rate and review the shows on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. That really helps. You can sign up to get our newsletter, which only goes out every couple months or so. I should do that more often. You can hit me up on Cameo. You can shop and get a t-shirt over at rostucker.com or like a skin for your laptop. There's a lot of different ways you can contribute. Get a story from myfrontpagestory.com. A lot of different ways you can contribute to the cause, so to speak. Shout out, speaking of patreon.com/rtmedia, shout outs are in order for several, I think we're done here, members of patreon.com/rtmedia. Pizza Boy Brewing, Sportaculture, Vision Comics with an X, HumanHeadNYC.com, and SteakhouseSports.com. Have a terrific weekend. Hopefully some of you guys get a chance to check me out on either game on the radio. Should be a blast. I think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.
A lot of times on the show, I mention DraftKings. Here's what you need to know. You got to be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. By the way, if what I was talking about included a deposit bonus, doesn't always, sometimes it does. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough, and deposit bonuses are paid out in site credit.